The Chaperone by Sophia Holloway. Read by Matt Addis. Chapter 1.
No, Mama, surely you do not mean it. I'm sorry, my dear, but I really see no alternative.
Lady Chelmarsh looked at her eldest child, not without sympathy.
If I am to bring out your cousin Susan at the same time as Harriet, then I will need assistance, especially if Frances has need of me as her time draws near. You are old enough and sensible enough to guide the girls for a couple of weeks, and your sister will need...
Am I advanced in years, Mama?
Maturity, Sophronia, would be the word I would use. Your maturity will make it perfectly acceptable for me to do so.
Sophie Hadlow pulled a face. She had absolutely no wish to spend another season in London. She was a young woman who laboured under several disadvantages, not the least of which, in her own opinion, was having a name which made her wince. Thankfully, only her mother ever called her Sophronia at home, and she was perfectly happy as Sophie, though less so as Soppy, which name her younger brother Jasper, Viscount Elvington, used when he wanted to annoy her. However, hearing her name announced in ringing tones at society functions as Lady Sophronia Hadlow always made her shrink. Perhaps her mamma had felt a premonition at her birth that shrinking might be useful, for her other major problem was her height. Sophie stood nearly 5'10" in her stockinged feet, and stood out like a sore thumb at parties among the other debutantes. Lady Chelmarsh had known even before attempting to launch her firstborn into society that it would not be easy. Whilst Sophie was still in the schoolroom, she had shaken her head over her chances, and at one stage even suggested to her lord that they put Sophronia on a strict diet. He had vetoed this idea on the sound grounds that whilst it might make the poor girl hungry and emaciated, it would not decrease her height. A tall man himself, the Earl of Chelmarsh could not fully appreciate the problem. Lady Chelmarsh had given up, but always tried to get Sophie to bend her knees when standing with other young ladies. This made her very self-conscious about her looks and gave her a strained back. Her mamma never ceased telling her how difficult she made things for herself, as if her stature was her own fault. Added to her height, which was mostly accounted for by long legs, Sophie was possessed not of a maypole figure, but one rather more generously endowed in the bosom than would be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?